This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Colorectal cancer. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, as I brought to you live, broadcast to you live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and by Moss Nissan Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet, streaming online. And don't forget that it's all about tomorrow's news tonight, and we the people here on this program. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget about all the people working on the Third Watch, either, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and all those snow plow and sander drivers out there, because, boy, we got some bad weather again. This time's pretty much out in the northwest, but I'll get to that in a little bit. And follow us on Facebook, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and the website for the program is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get going. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you got a big story brewing out there in California, and people aren't talking that much about it, and we need to get this going because this is a true story, and it affects Adam Shifty Schiff. He may have a very credible challenger against him shortly.
That's exactly right, Captain. Dr. Drew Pinsky, I'm sure, is a name that many people will instantly recognize.
By two words, Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew, exactly. And so Dr. Drew has been engaged, of course, in issues having to do with us here in California, namely helping the chronically mentally ill. He understands, Captain, I think, that what's happening in Washington is not benefiting the people back in their home districts and these kinds of things. In fact, here's a quote. I think he was on Laura Ingraham's program the other day. And he says, quote, "We are dying in Southern California, and these guys," meaning the politicians, "are engaged in political theater." In fact, Captain, he went on to say that he found out that it was Adam Schiff, who's actually his congressman in his district.
He didn't even know.
Yeah, he didn't even know. But he's decided, well, not decided yet, but he's being asked and he's considering, from what we understand from these different interviews, he's not made a decision yet, but he could run against Adam Schiff. And the reason being, he says, quote, "I'm like morally obligated to do something," unquote. It's not his thing, he says, but he feels like it might be something he has to do. And I think this is so important, Captain, because number one, Dr. Drew is very smart guy. He's done a lot of good work in broadcasting. I remember he got his start way, way back on MTV, as I remember, this 35 years ago or something like that, a long time ago. But he's been around for a long time. And here's the thing. here's a citizen who is now looking at government and saying, wait a minute, something's wrong. I want to step in and do something. That's exactly the kind of attitude that we need in order to help fix the swamp.
Now, I want to switch around a little bit here because I want to go right now to another story, this time coming out of Iraq. We do have we've had another rocket or mortar attack, as the case may be. They're telling us mortars, but there could have been some rockets involved, too, at another U.S. base that we share with the Iraqis, and we've had some Iraqi soldiers hurt. No Americans, to my knowledge. They were showing pictures today of the damage done at the Al-Asad Air Base, and it was pretty significant. From what I could see with the holes in the ground and the buildings destroyed.
Well, sure. And, of course, do we need any other evidence that they were trying to kill Americans that night? And I don't say that in a flip way at
Had
all.
Had they been in those buildings, they would have been dead. You betcha.
Exactly right. So it wasn't so much that, well, they just fired some missiles and tried to make it look like something. No, they were trying to do some real damage and take human life. And lucky for us, they didn't. And that allowed the president, of course, to de-escalate the situation.
Well, we got advance notice, apparently, and that's what we've been talking about for the last week or so. We got advance notice probably, I believe it was on a Saturday, and started making moves right away, not only with our embassy, but also with our bases and moving people, changing routines and whatnot. But in the case of the embassy, we moved the ambassador out of harm's way.
Well, and as well we should, because we saw what happened before, most unfortunately, in Benghazi, where our ambassador was, in fact, straight up murdered by those who came into the embassy.
Yeah, and instead of taking 13 hours to get the first people on the ground there, except for the volunteers, Tondo and his gang that showed up there to try to do something about it, and then 13 hours later in came the cavalry. It was 13 minutes, wheels up, and they were there within the hour.
And that is the difference, the marked difference between the Obama and the Trump administration, absolutely.
Yeah, plus we'd already beefed up the security by adding additional Marines at the embassy, so the bad guys didn't realize they had more Marines there than what they had to contend with, and when the beans and the bullets when the bean bags were coming down at them, they were being hit from all sides from angles that they didn't think were going to happen.
Exactly. And in this case, of course, we've got some more perhaps groups being controlled or wanting to do something for their bosses back in Iran and trying to hit another base, as we saw.
You got it. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're just getting started. When we come back, Nancy P. Yep, Nancy Pelosi finally says she's going to send the impeachment docs to the Senate. Why is that? We'll get into that and more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
An orange swirl ice cream cone. Mixing Groside Cafe. Visit today. The Hidden Gem of Bradenton. 941-748-5829.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And I want to start by saying a special thanks to everybody that came to the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show up there at the Hernando County Fairgrounds over the weekend. We were there on Saturday. Myself and the lovely Susie Q and a lot of the radio listeners came up and said hello to us. And we made some new friends along the way. And we thank you very much. And some of them are tuning in right now. I do know. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, maybe you've got some arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, maybe you've got ankle pain, knee pain, muscle aches, or just general pain in general, then here's what I want you to do. How would you like to try the Relief Factor Quick 3-week Quick Start? It only costs $19.95, and see if it'll do for you what it did for me and hundreds of thousands of other people along the way. Because the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start, if taken as used, as suggested, will knock that pain out of your system in about 81% of the cases of the people that take it, according to the statistics of the people that buy it and then reorder it here from my source. Now, all I can tell you is it works. I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months, and I do have arthritis. I've also had a broken back, and I've also had an ankle replacement. So I've got a lot of different things working against me, and it just helps. I mean, I can't explain it any other way. The swelling goes down in my ankle. Sometimes I have to take an extra pack for that. And the pain goes away, the aching and the discomfort with the cold weather and the you know, when it gets moist and all that stuff, when it gets damp outside, just like what you've heard with people with arthritis. So what you do is you sign up for the 3-week quick start. And you do that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Go there to that page and sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start, and away you go. You take three pills for 1 week, or not three pills, listen to me, three packets. It's got four capsules each, very easy to take, all natural, no narcotics in it at all, natural ingredients that work for you, and you take three packets a day for the first week, and then two packets for the remaining time, and that's all you do, and it will work for you. All right, there you go. Now, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's move along, and let's get into Nancy Pelosi, because she finally said she's going to send the impeachment documents over to the Senate. Really?
Well, you know, I'll believe that when I see it. I know that she's saying that she's going to do it, and it's more than likely going to happen sooner than later. But you know, Captain, everything that Nancy Pelosi's been talking about, this notion of what kind of arena will it be? What's the arena going to be like? And is there going to be a fair trial or not? And then also, Captain, she sent out a letter late last week, on Friday, I believe, to her Democratic colleagues.
Yeah.
And basically saying, quote, the American people have clearly expressed their view that we should have a fair trial with witnesses and documents. And she goes on and on. But here's the thing. Well, of course Americans want a fair trial. That goes without saying. But secondly, as far as I know, the House has completely concluded everything they did. In fact, they voted on articles of impeachment. They're done. She doesn't have any say in anything at all. In fact, she's the one holding up this process by not sending the articles of impeachment over to the Senate.
Well, I'm looking at the Rasmussen Report's weekly ending poll here, and it does not say what Nancy said. And would you be surprised if I told you that the majority of the voters now, not just eligible voters, majority of the voters want this charade ended, over and done with, and they believe that the president is not complicit of anything. So that's the one I'm looking at.
Well, no, but and that's I believe that is exactly the way the American people feel. It's not the way Nancy Pelosi feels, in the sense that, and I think that she understands that, and that's why they've got a new term, Captain. Remember, we had quid pro quo, and then we had extortion, and we had all this stuff. Well, the new term, evidently, that's come down from the central office, central planning committee of the Democrats, is the term cover up.
Yeah,
and that is, if Mitch McConnell and the Senate dismisses these charges because they're frivolous and weird,
yeah, it's a cover-up.
Then suddenly it's a cover-up.
Yeah, na-na-na-na-na, sure it is.
Right.
Okay, in the meantime, Nancy better be watching her back, because we found out AOC, good old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has amassed a $6 million-plus war chest and still growing, and he's going to use some of that money to help her fellow Democratic Socialist candidates. Keywords, folks, Democratic Socialist candidates run against incumbent Democrats. She's trying to get rid of the establishment Democrats in the Democratic Party. She still hasn't paid her $250,000 Democratic dues. Now, does that mean, Kyle, that the Democrats can throw her out of the party?
Well, they would probably be, that would be a good idea if they could find a way to do that. Or
she's trying to backstab the Dems right now, to the establishment Dems.
Well, sure, because you see, the Democrat Party for AOC, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and others, like, for example, in the squad, mm-hmm. it's not about being Democrats and governing. This is about grabbing power. And so they're showing their true colors here by saying, look, you know, hey, we're going to come in. We want these progressive, quote-unquote, you know, Democrat socialist candidates. They want to gut the Democrat Party as it is currently constituted, mm-hmm. and they want to go their own direction. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and I'll repeat this, folks. AOC is putting up and supporting monetarily candidates that are running against Democratic incumbents that do not share her thoughts and practices that she's trying to invoke, namely socialism, communism, if you will. And she is supporting her Democratic Socialist colleagues, and that's a specific party, the Democratic Socialists, which is part of the Democratic Party.
Well, right. And the idea, of course, that she doesn't want to pay the dues to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee essentially means that she doesn't agree with the idea that the DCCC would actually be supporting incumbent Democrats. So there's a rift growing there. This is actually a big story in the sense of the mainstream media will not be.
No, they're not going to report it. They're not going to report it.
Exactly, because this is the exact thing where they start eating their own.
Yep.
And that's huge.
Yep. And just remember this, folks. What we're telling you right now is going to get worse and worse and worse. And by the way, Ocasio-Cortez just continues to amass the money. So like I say, she's up to $6 million right now. And that's not too bad for a bartender from a couple of years ago making, what, $34,000 a year?
Well, right, exactly. Well, now she's playing in these big leagues, and it's about power, and that's where that money is going to go, and so it'll be very interesting to see how this year pans out in terms of the election.
Exactly. Now, the other thing is Steve Bannon, we all know who he is, has suggested to President Trump that he give the State of the Union message after the impeachment trial. Why do you think that is?
Well, for one thing, so he can come in and say, look what happened. I got acquitted. This was a further witch hunt. This was almost the ultimate expression of that. And we got to move on. And, that's what I'm here to do. And I'm going to go on with my speech now.
So in other words, he can stick it to Nancy.
No kidding.
While she's sitting right behind him and she can make a funny looking face.
Right. Well, I mean, it is a very weird time in American politics where you have one party, and again, this is all about party politics. This isn't some critical mass that's happening out in the country. This is party politics trying to remove a president, and then he's invited to come and give the State of the Union. It's all very, very strange, but that would be something if he could come in and say, hey, look, I'm still standing.
All right, now we've had some interesting discussions here going on right now, and the United States has invited North Korea to the table once again. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but they have certainly been invited. And where do you think that's going to go? Because we haven't heard no from the North Koreans, but we haven't heard yes either.
Well, this may be an opportunity where President Trump is able to not extend the olive branch, that wouldn't be the right expression, but to try to get this process going again. Because, of course, Kim Jong-un, in many ways, just like the Iran mullahs, they have so much they have to do for domestic consumption. And I think Kim Jong-un has fallen into that as well, on top of also being a very dangerous individual. But President Trump knows that something has to get started here. So by doing this, it's hopefully could get that working. But at the same time, he's going to be very firm and resolute. He's not going to give in to what these ridiculous demands that Kim Jong-un has had.
Right. And here comes the music. So hang on. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about violence over the weekend and of all the places to lead the country in terms of shootings, deaths. It was Baltimore, Democratic-controlled Baltimore, where they had 12 people killed and 5 people wounded in just one day over the weekend. Wow. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back, and we got a lot more to talk about.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Canadian city of Edmonton was home to many of the victims of the Ukrainian airliner that was shot down this past week by Iran. At a vigil in Edmonton, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will pursue justice and accountability for the victims' family and friends.
While no words can ease the pain, the grief, the outrage, it is my sincere hope that you can find some comfort in knowing that all Canadians stand with you.
In Iran, there are anti-government street protests after their government admitted its mistake. Witnesses say the aircraft exploded after being hit by surface-to-air missiles. The Iranian military said an operator mistook the jetliner for a cruise missile. It happened only hours after Iran launched missiles against the U.S. military forces in Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Democrats seem to be siding with our enemy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9 on AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of The Captain's America, Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends over at Geico. Geico Insurance, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website is geico.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And by the way, they also can get you coverage for not only the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, but they also can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, because they carry my homeowners insurance. So I not only have my vehicle registered with them, insured with them, I also have my homeowners insurance with them, and that gives me a nice little discount package. So there you go. And by the way, I love getting that safe driver discount every year because it's been 10 years I've been with them, and every year it's the same old, but it doesn't get old, and I'm trying to keep that record intact. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go there, find out what they're all about, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, one other little thing before I get to Kyle Warren. Don't forget, coming up on January the 21st, at the Manatee County Fairgrounds, the Manatee County Fair, going on from January 16th to January 26th, we'll have a Veterans Tribute Evening. I will be up on stage along with Daryl Worley, the Nashville recording star who is famous for the song Have You Forgotten. I'll also have Jessica Lynch, the former POW, remember her? She's the author of a book called I Am a Soldier Too. And she's also the recipient of a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart because of her exploits as a POW. And she was roughed up pretty good by the Iraqi soldiers. She may or may not tell that story. But she's out there now helping out with PTSD, which is a good thing. And it'll all be for the benefit of the Food Bank of Manatee, brought to you by the Palmetto Build. Palmetto Build Family Night, Tuesday, January 21st. Starts at 6 p.m. For more information, you can go to the website, ManateeCountyFair.com, or go to the Facebook page that I have. There on January 21st. Just put in the date and you'll find the event. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty. Moving along here, the city of Baltimore, which is Democrat-controlled, correct?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And they don't really, and by the way, they kind of lost their way when they had the riot there, which burnt down part of East Baltimore in the downtown section because of the protests over shootings, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not only Ferguson, but also something that happened there in Baltimore. They had a horrific weekend. 12 people killed and 5 people wounded in one day. What is going on in Baltimore?
Well, Captain, this has been going on for some time. For 5 years or so, they've had more than 300 murders each of those years. In fact, last year they had 348 homicides altogether. And so this is an ongoing issue, obviously, and this is something that you can't turn around overnight, most unfortunately, but certainly this means that law enforcement and there has to be a political will there in order to make things really change.
Yeah, and Chicago, of course, we can understand it because it's been going on for years, but Baltimore, all of a sudden, it's just like a couple of years or so, it's been going totally out of control, correct?
That's right, yeah.
All right, well, Iran, we've got people in the streets protesting after Iran admitted downing the plane, and that's only part of what they're protesting about. Comments like they're lying that our enemy is America, our enemy's right here, it's our own government, and president sent a tweet in Farsi that said, to the brave, suffering Iranian people, I have stood with you since the beginning of my presidency, and my administration will continue to stand with you. We are following your protests closely, and we are inspired by your courage. Now, he warned the Iranians not to kill any protesters, but it's a little late for that because they were shooting into the crowd again today.
Yes, exactly right. And back in November, I think they had many, many protesters were killed over a couple of weeks.
1,500.
That's right. And so that is completely unacceptable by any measure. The president, of course, with very, very strong language, I don't know how it could be more strong than that, but do not kill your protesters is pretty to the point. And of course, what happened with the airplane being downed also is completely unconscionable, and it shows to what degree the Iranian regime is completely out of control, out of step with the rest of the world. One just can't imagine what's going through the minds of the Iranian people. They have a right, just like everybody else, to live in peace, and they're taking to the streets, and I hope that they understand that all freedom-loving people or people who believe in self-determination are behind them in that.
Well, the American media is not reporting it the way they should be. There's only just maybe one or two networks besides this radio show and maybe one or two others that are even telling the people what's going on in Iran right now. And we've noted that on numerous occasions, just as right now, I've got a half dozen people, I don't know who they are or where they are, listening to this program on the Internet. I can see their identification, Tehran, Iran.
Wow, that is really, really something. But, of course, that's right, because the mainstream media, Captain, unfortunately doesn't fit the narrative that they want. And that is, of course, it's 24 hours impeach, get Trump, and all this kind of thing. And can you imagine the kind of impact President Trump would have for the good of the protesters there if he wasn't under such siege here?
Now, there is one other little thing to report here, and that is the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, the Quds Force, has come out and they're asking now, openly asking, for suicide bombers, for people that want to be suicide bombers, to attack American interests, both military and political, all around the world. They want suicide bombers.
Well, this captain, of course, said that is a barbaric request, to say the least. But what it does, though, it continues to show the amount of desperation that the Tehran regime is living under. The sanctions are working. They don't know what to do, and this is literally lashing out. And, of course, what they would want to do is try to create as much chaos. But here's the thing. I believe it would work in reverse, because President Trump has made it absolutely clear that he will not deal with anything like that.
Now, speaking of acting in reverse, the more than a dozen Saudi servicemen who have been training at U.S. military bases here in Florida, in particular Pensacola, are being expelled from the United States due to undisclosed reasons, but some of these young men or women or whatever knew that this Saudi second lieutenant was going to do this and didn't say anything.
That's exactly what we're hearing, Captain, is that they understood about his extremist leanings, but they didn't bring any of that up. And then also something that you've mentioned before is that at the time of the attack, you had people actually filming it, evidently, and that is...
Two of his friends were following him around with the camera phones filming it.
Right, and it doesn't appear to be the kind of thing of, I'll try to catch this on video as evidence. No, it was more like they didn't seem to be fearful that there was a gunman. They were simply filming it, from what we understand.
So the Pentagon referred any questions about what it is that they were doing by expelling these military folks to the Justice Department, not them. So it was up to the FBI and the Department of Justice as to them being booted out of the country, which to me, if there was, when in doubt, throw them out.
Well, certainly, because the...
How's that for a saying? When in doubt, throw them out.
So I like it, absolutely, yeah. But there's certainly something to be said here for the vetting procedure to begin with. This is where this issue arose, ultimately, and they have to make sure whomever is coming here for whatever reason, that they don't, or rather that they don't have any of these red flags that we can find out. And certainly the vetting process will be improved.
And then we got about 30 seconds here. Kellyanne Conway says she's got a solid question for Mayor Pete about Soleimani. What is it?
That is, what would he have done about Soleimani, given the information, obviously?
Yeah, he probably would have sang Kumbaya to him and held his hand while they had a cup of tea while Soleimani was reaching for his knife to slash his throat. And by the way, you know why he would have done that?
Was that?
Because Soleimani's, fundamentalists, they don't like gay people. They throw them off the Rusa building and whatnot, right?
That is what we know that happens.
Think about that. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Captain.
All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we'll be talking to him tomorrow. And we appreciate him very much. We appreciate you very much for listening to us. And by the way, when we come back...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Economy, the unemployment rate. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving hair right, feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's an oldie but goodie. Ray Carlisle back from 1979, doing a little Rooster Cruise, and ain't nothing wrong with his radio. Alright, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop, wherever you're at out there. Pull on in there in the third watch, tell them the captain sent you, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Alrighty, here we go, because the weather is really, really, really getting bad, especially if you're out west. Now, a series of storm systems is going to bring heavy mountain snow, locally heavy rain, strong winds, hazardous travel conditions across the northwestern U.S. this week from Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, west. So, I didn't say New Mexico, I didn't say Arizona, yet. But that could be coming. There's another system coming, and we'll see what happens. Now, let's go right to Washington State. You've got snow and or rain mixed at the lower elevations. Seattle, you've got a mixed bag right now of weather up there, KITZ, and all the folks there listening to us in the Seattle, Bremerton, and Portland, Oregon, and Salem, Oregon area. Now, Richard DeMarine told me that where he's at down in the lower elevation, they still got storms and wind and waves and all that stuff where he's living. In the mountains, going east out of Seattle, Snoqualmie, winter storm warning, and that continues in the mountain range all the way down south to Oregon. Now, you do have snow, a general snow, in the mountains of Oregon this morning. You also have, down in the Medford, Oregon area, a winter storm warning along I-5, general snowfall north of I-5 for about 50, or more, north of Medford for about 50 miles, and then snow all the way down past Redding, down into, almost all the way to the Napa Valley, by the looks of this, and the higher terrain. Now, there is some rain in the Napa Valley tonight. And then moving over east along northern California, you've got snow, general snow right now from just east of Sacramento, probably around Auburn Hills, on up over the top, Donner, into Reno, over I-80, across into all the way across over to Utah, because from about Winnemucca all the way to Wendover, you've got a winter storm warning along I-80, which means things are not going to be all that great there. You've got snow in most of Oregon. Most of Idaho tonight has snow from Coeur d'Alene, winter storm warning, all the way on down south to Boise. And Cabbage, winter storm warning up on Cabbage, coming down the Hood River Valley, down into Pendleton. You're going to have an adventure on Cabbage tonight, I will tell you that. Also, 4th of July, chain law in effect up there. I can see that right now by looking at what I'm looking at here. By the way, Cabbage has got the chain law in, too, for you guys out there. And you've got snow for about 150 miles into Montana. Then you've got a mixture of snow, rain, sleet, freezing rain, and then over across the northern part of Montana, snow all the way to North Dakota, and the south and central part of Montana tonight so far is rain. However, that's probably going to change as this system moves to the east and the temperatures drop. Now, in Wyoming, you've got snow in the western part of Wyoming. All of Idaho, as I said, it's snowing right now. Over in Utah, you've got snow around Salt Lake City, north, south, east, west, and on up into Idaho, as well as over into about Rollins in Wyoming that far. The snow is moving off to the east, so it will during the course of the day go further. You do have a winter storm warning right there on the Colorado Wyoming line, 25 coming north up towards Laramie. Snow between Laramie and Cheyenne right now. Snow to the west pretty much of Denver and Pueblo, and down in southeastern Colorado over towards Utah. and snow in the Wasatch Mountains over there. By the way, it is raining right now in some of the areas in the San Bernardino Mountains, but that won't be going on for long as this system moves in and the temperatures start to drop in the mountainous areas. And there is another storm behind this one, which will involve Oregon in Northern California in another couple of days. Now let's move all the way over to, the panhandle of Oklahoma. We got some high wind warnings there. On down through Lubbock, Texas, high wind warnings there. Looking over in Kansas tonight, the eastern part of Kansas, fog. Western part of Kansas, fog. And for those of you that were watching the game in Kansas City today, you might have noticed that it was trying to do something, snow, rain, or whatever. Well, now they got fog as they wait on the colder temperatures to come in and bring whatever's coming. You've got rain in Missouri, across the southern part of Missouri. Joplin over towards, over all the way into the Fort Leonard Wood area and up 44. And then we've got some scattered rain in the eastern part of Arkansas, the western part of Tennessee, the north central part of Mississippi, and that rain is going to be developing further, moving to the east through Kentucky, through the rest of Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Virginia, and probably parts of Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi as well, and Florida as the day progresses. Now, we do have some very severe dense fog conditions tonight. All of South Georgia, whether you're going up and down I-75 or whether you're going back and forth in a panhandle in Florida, west of Jacksonville, right about Lake City, all the way to Mobile, Alabama, and beyond into New Orleans. You've got some heavy, dense fog on along the way there. If you're going up I-95, you got dense fog north of 95 all the way up into Virginia right now. And you've got patchy fog showing up down here in Florida along I-75, along I-4, and along Alligator Alley right now. And Catwoman and Road Dog, what are they telling me here? They're saying we're just on I-55, just north of West Memphis, heading to Laredo, listening tonight. They're not telling me about the weather, and I'll pass the message along. And they're sending their best to Ms. Rosemary, who's probably listening to us right now. But anyway, Catwoman Road Dog, thank you very much. Appreciate those kind comments. And keep your eyes on the weather, because if you're headed west and you're up on I-90, I-94, I-80, I-70, you're going to have some interesting conditions for the next couple of days. Now, it is possible that there could be some snow in the mountains of New Mexico and Arizona and down towards Las Vegas and the mountains surrounding there and the high desert in California within the next 24 hours. It is possible. Whether or not it's going to happen is a different story. Depends on the track of the storm and the one that's coming behind it. Right now, the problem is going to be for up on 90 or 94, when you get to Montana, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have an interesting adventure all the way to Seattle if you're going that far. Same thing with Portland if you're going that far. Boise, same thing there. So just be advised and allow yourself plenty of time to get there. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with hour number two right after these messages. And Kathy, your turn. Kathy Curtis is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on...
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis, online, in chewable form, from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started, 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code fast.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.